What is the tallest mountain on Earth? Most of us would probably say Mount Everest. However, today's guest and many scientists will tell you the tallest peak dwarfs Everest. I'll take you to that location on this edition of the American Countryside. A Farming the Countryside podcast, we're talking about the stories, tips, and trends affecting agricultural and rural America. What can you expect in the markets? How do you evaluate new technology? What are the latest trends when it comes to successful crop and livestock operations? Those topics and many more are our weekly focus with guests from across the nation. Farming the Countryside is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Find the Farming the Countryside podcast on the AgriTalk app or just use your favorite podcast platform. And you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Got equipment to sell privately but tired of scams and hassles? Then list it for sale on MachineryPete.com, the simple and secure way to buy and sell equipment online. Reach millions of buyers nationwide. Connect with legitimate buyers. Get pricing guidance. Don't wait. Sell it yourself on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com and click on Sell Mine.
A volcano spewing hot ash and lava near your home might get your attention. For James Miles, it's not that big of a deal.
You get comfortable with it, and, you know, it's a part of life here.
James lives in Hilo, Hawaii, near Volcanoes National Park on the Big Island. The last eruption here was in 2018. I had to laugh to myself when James described how close to the action he lived, yet it seemed to be just a part of life on this island.
Just 8 miles from us, people were having trouble breathing. Cracks were opening up in the ground. Fissure 8 had created a river of lava 1 mile wide and 8 miles long, amongst others that were dumping right into the ocean.
Residents here can get volcano insurance based on the last time an eruption affected the area where they live, which may be several decades to well over a century ago. James leads tours of the lava fields, but at the time of the last eruption, he had to alter his route.
If I couldn't show them one volcano, I would show them 4 other volcanoes.
And one of those volcanoes is actually the tallest mountain on Earth.
Mauna Loa is recognized as the tallest mountain in the entire world in the science community, having a final height of 56,000 feet. Of course, the base of that volcano does reside 26,000 feet under the ocean.
That leaves a peak that soars 13,000 feet above sea level. It snows at the higher elevations, which means a person could snow ski and surf within a 2-hour drive of one another. The occasional lava from the active volcanoes here also means this state is growing. In fact, the last eruption helped Hawaii grow by
875 acres to the island in a 3-month period.
And Hawaii will no doubt continue to grow in size, as it has for centuries now. Traveling the countryside in Hilo, Hawaii, I'm Andrew McCray.